Hello? I'm Christopher Robin. My Uncle Jim's going to tell me a story. You want to hear it? Well, come on then. Let's go see him. Uncle Jim? Uncle Jim? Where are you?
I'm right here, Christopher Robin. And I suppose you've come for a story.
Yes, a story. Winnie the Pooh and I want a story.
Why, hello there, Winnie the Pooh. I didn't see you at first. How are you today? I said, how are you today, Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, Pooh Bear's fine, Uncle Jim. Only he's busy thinking right now.
Oh, I thought maybe he'd lost his voice. Whatever is he thinking so hard about?
Winnie the Pooh's worried about his weight, Uncle Jim. He thinks he's getting too fat.
Too fat? Why, Winnie the Pooh's not fat. He's just plump. But I do remember a time when he was too fat. And that reminds me of a story.
Too fat. I'm too fat.
Oh, no, Pooh Bear. You're just plump. I love you anyway.
Oh, well, of course you aren't fat, Winnie the Pooh. But you were one time, and it nearly got you into serious trouble.
It did? I don't remember that.
Silly old bear, you never remember anything, but I do.
Oh, do you now, Christopher Robin? Well, it seems to me that your memory isn't so good at times either.
I think I'll remember.
Well, in any case, I'll tell you the story about the time that Winnie the Pooh Bear was too fat and almost got himself into serious trouble, and then you'll both remember. But first, maybe we ought to do some exercises so that we won't get fat while we're listening.
I know an exercise. It goes like this. You bend over, and touch your toes.
Well, that's a good one, Pooh, but I have one we can all do that's even more fun. Let's try it. Now, let's all stand up first and stretch hard to get the kinks out. Oh, there. Now, everybody, put both feet together. Raise your hands over your head, way up in the air. Oh, that's fine. Now, palms of your hands together. Just like that. Good. Now, when I count one, you jump up and spread your feet wide apart. Remember, when I count one, jump up and spread your feet wide apart. And when you jump, you bring your hands down and slap the sides of your legs. Okay, got it?
Yes.
Fine. Now, when I count two, you jump up again, you bring your feet together, and raise your arms way over your head again. Remember, when I count two, feet together, jump up, and raise your arms over your head again. And when you do that, clap your hands together. Now remember, at one, you spread your feet apart, arms down to your sides. And at two, you bring your feet together and put your arms way over your head. All set?
I'm ready. Yes, Uncle Jim.
Fine. All right, then. One. Feet wide apart. Arms down. Good. Two. Feet together. Clap your hands. All right. One. Feet wide apart. Remember, slap your legs. Two. Feet together. Arms way up. All right, once more. One. Jump up, spread your feet, slap your legs. Okay. Ready? Two. Feet together and clap your hands. Fine. Well, that's all. Now I guess we're ready for the story. All settled? Well, the story begins one day when Winnie the Pooh Bear was out in the woods for a walk. He went along humming to himself and thinking what a nice day it was and how nice it would be if he had somebody to visit.
Hello, everybody.
Father, who can that be?
Oh, it's Robert.
I was just thinking that maybe you would be listening to a story, and I was hoping I wouldn't be too late.
Well, hello, Rabbit. You're just in time for the story. And it's good you came, too, because you're in it, along with Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin.
I am? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a story about when Winnie the Pooh was too fat and nearly got himself into serious trouble.
Well, I'll just settle down here, then, and you can go on from where you left off.
Well, fine. Well, as I was saying, Winnie the Pooh was walking through the woods one day looking for someone to visit. As he turned the corner by the old oak tree, Winnie the Pooh spotted a sandy bank. And in the bank was a hole. Aha! Winnie the Pooh said to himself. That hole means that Rabbit lives here. And Rabbit means company. And company means something to eat.
Did someone say something to eat?
Shh! That's just in the story, Pooh Bear.
Oh. My stomach just reminded me that maybe we should have a little something.
And so we shall, as soon as the story is finished. Well, now let's see. Oh, yes. Winnie the Pooh had found Rabbit's hole. So he stuck his head in the hole and called out, "Hello, Rabbit?" But there was no answer. So Winnie the Pooh called again. "Is there anyone home?" And he heard a little scuffling noise, and a voice said, "Nobody's home. But this is me, Winnie the Pooh," he said. "Are you sure?" asked the voice. "Well, I'm sure it's me," answered Pooh Bear. And then the voice said, "In that case, come in." So Winnie the Pooh pushed and pushed and wiggled himself through the hole. And sure enough, there was Rabbit. Rabbit looked at him and said, "It is you, after all." Winnie the Pooh grunted and said, "Who'd you think it was?" And brushed some dirt off his nose before he sat down.
Rabbit, why didn't you tell Pooh Bear who you were?
Well, you know you can't be too careful in the forest. Most anyone might drop in, and some of them aren't welcomed by Rabbit.
Oh, you're quite right, Rabbit. But let's get on with the story.
Yes, the story. Go on with the story.
Well, it seems that it was almost time for a little something. So Rabbit got down some dishes and brought out a large pot of honey for Pooh Bear. He had some carrot tops himself. Winnie the Pooh ate and ate and ate. And when he was finished, he looked longingly toward Rabbit's pantry in hopes that Rabbit might have a small jar of honey for dessert. But when Rabbit didn't offer any more, Winnie the Pooh got up and said that he guessed he should be running along. Rabbit said that he would go along as he was about to go out too. Well, Winnie the Pooh went to the hole in the sandbank, which was Rabbit's front door. He stuck his nose through first, and then his head, and then his front legs, and then his shoulders. But that was all because the rest of Winnie the Pooh wouldn't go through the hole. He was stuck. He pushed, and he grunted, and he pushed some more, but it was no use. Then Pooh Bear tried to back up, but that was no use either. He couldn't go forward, and he couldn't go backward. Pooh Bear was stuck as tight in that hole as a cork in a bottle. Winnie the Pooh cried, "Oh, help! Oh, Rabbit, I'm stuck in your front door." "Well, this is a fine situation," said Rabbit. And he went out the back door of his house and came around to where half of Pooh stuck out of the hole.
I knew one of us was eating too much,
Rabbit said when he saw how tightly Winnie the Pooh was stuck.
Well, give me a hand and pull me out,
Pooh shouted. But when Rabbit took Pooh's hand and tried to pull him out of the hole, they found that Pooh couldn't be budged, not even an inch.
Well, I guess I'll have to go get Christopher Robin,
said Rabbit, and off he went, leaving Winnie the Pooh to think about how horrible it would be if he were stuck there for the rest of his life. When Christopher Robin came back with Rabbit, he saw at once that nothing could be done until Pooh Bear was thin again. And Christopher Robin said, Dear old bear, I'm afraid this will take some time, but I will sit here and keep you company.
Some time, exclaimed Pooh. But what about food?
No food, said Christopher Robin. You've got to get thin.
It was very bothersome having my front door blocked for so long, but I made good use of the part of Pooh that was still in my house. I hung my washing on him to dry.
Yes, while Rabbit hung his washing on one end of Pooh, and Christopher Robin kept the other end company outside, the whole forest watched and waited for Winnie the Pooh to get thin. Christopher Robin read to Pooh, and many old friends came to visit. There was Eeyore, who was very gloomy as usual, and who kept telling Pooh that he would never, never get out. And there was Piglet, who tried to cheer Pooh up by standing on his head. But poor Winnie the Pooh was stuck so tightly in the hole, he couldn't even laugh. Well, at last, Christopher Robin looked at the part of Pooh which was on the outside of Rabbit's house, and Rabbit looked at the part which was still inside, and they agreed that the time had come to try once more to pull Pooh out. Christopher Robin took hold of Pooh's hand, and Rabbit took hold of Christopher Robin, and all Rabbit's friends and relations took hold of him. They formed a long, long chain, and they pulled. They tugged, and they tugged, and suddenly, pop! Out came Pooh. Everyone went head over heels. Some of Rabbit's smaller friends and relations almost got trampled in the tumble. But everyone was happy, and when they had picked themselves up and brushed themselves off, they saw Winnie the Pooh, all of him, outside the hole at last.
Now is it time for a little something?
Oh, Pooh, haven't you learned your lesson?
I'm glad you're not visiting me if you're going to eat.
Well, yes, I think it's about time for a little snack. Christopher Robin, if you and your friends will go out to the kitchen, I'm sure you'll find some cookies and milk for lunch. And the next time you come to visit, I'll have another story for you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye, Uncle Jim.